Hush now. Don't let the babe see you upset. It's hard, I know, though I hope that my Rab and your Muta took lots of those murderers with them. Be like your son, Serena. Eat and grow strong. Some day we will return to Castle Floret and avenge our loved ones.
The Squirrel Queeness, staring into the night dark stream.
I am not leaving Southward Country. I will stay to stand against Nagru and Silvermord.
Iris sat beside Serena, a worried look on her kind face.
We must leave Southward now. We are too few, my friend. One day we shall come back in force. At the moment, we would sacrifice our lives needlessly against the Foxwall's great horde.
Serena remained adamant.
Some help will come to us, I feel it. We must stay and get others in Southward to support our cause.
My Rab wanted you and Truffin out of this land,
said Iris, shrugging hopelessly.
It has become a place of evil. But if you are determined to stay, then the Otters will stay also. I will not desert you. We have always been loyal to your family. Though if we stay, I fear that only death awaits us.
Truffin looked up from his soup.
Stay and make Nagru dead.
Iris settled down to rest.
Aye, make Nagru dead, little one. Who knows, maybe you and your mamma are right. Perhaps there may be warriors we have yet to meet who can help us do just that. I hope they show up soon, whoever they are.
Peace fell over the otter camp. Gently lapping water and still warm night had cast its spell over the weary fugitives. Serena and Iris lay side by side, with Truffin between them, all three mercifully deep in slumber after the day's harrowing events. Truffin would not remember his dream next morning, and even if he did, the squirrel babe was far too young to explain it. A mouse maid who carried a knotted rope, a strong old grey-bearded mouse carrying a stout stave, and the great bell, tolling aloud the sound of freedom.